K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III coming to you, recording this on Thursday night, January 30th, 2025. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We don't just stick with football. I know we have recruiting going on, official signees going on. We don't focus just on football and men's basketball. None of that. We try to stretch it out all to try to cover all things K-State sports. Volleyball, soccer, golf, tennis, indoor track, rowing sometimes. Yeah, we try to cover all that for you out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for giving us a listen here. Whenever this comes out, this is the weekend edition preview for K-State Athletics. If you're a student, fan, alumni, all of the above, make sure you do. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button every time. And hit the alarm bell every time we post an episode of this podcast, which sometimes it is. We do post every day, sometimes two, maybe three, here and there. But anyways, the main objective, your team every day. So we try to do something, record something, keep you updated about Wildcat Athletics, K-State Athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Don't forget about our bonus channel over on Podbean, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. Once again, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast over there. Again, I know I keep kicking things down the curve with that. I have done some projects over there recently, so go check those out. And I'll have Alex back on. I'm going to try to bring him, start bringing on in the beginning of the week and not in the middle of the week. So hopefully, when the calendar year is going to turn February already here. So hopefully I bring him back on Monday. We'll record on Monday. I think that is the preliminary plan for right now. Anyway, so I know I see it's like we keep kicking things down the curve, but I am being a little bit proactive over there as well. So definitely, if you missed out on any recent episodes over on the Podbean app, go over there. Download the Podbean app and look for Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. It's going to be right there for extra bonus coverage of the Kansas State Athletics, K-State Wildcats. Okay, so weekend preview episode here, folks. Tomorrow, right, when this comes out, it'll be right officially the weekend time, right? So I'm going to start doing this consistently. I got to start somewhere. Right, well, for starters, this is already an everyday podcast, right? So if you have not been following along, what have you been doing? But anyways, so weekend of preview, this is going to be kind of the in-between, right? So we're going to go right on into the first weekend of February, right? But before that, the Las Dodds Invitational, Friday and Saturday for the indoor track and field team goes down. This is the second meet, home meet, for Travis Schofield in this indoor track and field team. We'll see what happens there. Obviously, last time they're in there, it was the debut of Cliff Orvieto. Oh boy. Cliff Orvieto, the indoor track facility name after the longtime cross country slash track coach Cliff Orvieto. So don't know the exact words, but it's named after him. So that new facility, so they'll open up there. And obviously, since this podcast started, the Las Dodds Invitational, we have covered this throughout. So once again, that will be that. I'll start tomorrow as I'm sitting here recording this podcast on a late Thursday night. And then you turn the page over to Saturday, the first weekend officially in February. That's crazy. The second month of 2025. And I don't know the time of the Wichita State meet with tennis at the moment, women's tennis that we're referring to, but they are coming off of a heater. They upset Drake last weekend. We covered that on both days, right? And that episode's up on the feed. So if you missed out on that, if you're not aware of tennis, women's tennis, then I would advise you to go back, download it, listen to it. And K-State women's tennis, right? 2-0, and they have a chance to go 3-0 this weekend as they will host Wichita State in Manhattan, Kansas at Body First Tennis Center. I was right there. I live close to the complex over there. So yeah, definitely if you're in the area this weekend in Manhattan, Kansas, you definitely want to check that out for sure. We're off to a solid start. Jordan Smith doing some good work over there. I mean, look, This is trying not to get too overly excited, but how can you not after back-to-back wins? That's hard to do nowadays, and I related it to baseball. So again, if you wanted to know more about the sweep of Drake, go back and listen to that episode there. So you have that, and then a showdown between TJ Otzenberger and Jerome Tang back again on the road. Jerome Tang's team taking on the third-ranked Iowa State Cyclones on national television on ESPN2. That's a 1 o'clock tip. There, this is Farmageddon part two, because Iowa State, and by the time you listen to this, we're gonna know. Well, actually, I'm gonna have to move things around since we're gonna have the postcast actually of the women's game tomorrow night. So I'm gonna have to. You might get three episodes. Speaking of which, like I said, most of the time you get two, sometimes two, definitely one. 95%, two sometimes, and here and there, 25%, you get three. And today might, and Friday might be one of those. So you're probably going to get three episodes there with the postcast of women's basketball, the weekend preview, and if anything, if I missed anything, I'm going to have it posted first thing in the morning as I'm looking through my computer now while I'm talking. But yeah, so Iowa State. So we're going to have women's basketball postcast tomorrow night, this episode, and maybe in another early in the morning. So, yeah, you're going to have three potential episodes there. But Iowa State, though, fast-forwarding back to that, K-State reeling off for the first time all year long, all season long, they're back-to-back wins. That's crazy. That's just crazy to me that we're going to be in February, and this team finally won back-to-back games. That's just crazy, crazy stuff, folks. So, but you're hoping that they don't get blown out. And I don't see and this is going to be a way-out-there prediction, but you got to carry that momentum on the road. Look, you've played some – and look, this is – they played good. Sometimes they played very awful, right? And this is what it is. You have to improve, right? You have to get something out of this year, right? Everybody already throwing in the towel. A lot of these podcasts, K-State Up Podcast, saying they are throwing a towel. Don't give a shit. Wasted a season, whatever that is. But look, you still have half of the conference season left. You can gather some momentum for next year. We're already looking at next year and all that. We're way off from that right now. So yeah, this is a huge opportunity. If you're Kansas State, if you're Jerome Tang, you're Coleman Hawkins here as your college career winds down, David Kasson, the long-time standout K-State, you're those guys, you have a chance here. And we know the hatred. So I am looking forward to this matchup here on Saturday against Iowa State on the road. You got to go to Hill Magic to do that. And then Sunday, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, women's golf, back in action. Women's golf, Puerto Rico Classic, baby. So they're back in action. Of course, Stu Burke, now in his second year as the women's head coach of golf there, has one of the best international players on the team, and probably in one of the tops international players in the United States, in Carla Bernat. That's what we're referring to there as well. So they open up out there in Puerto Rico, so that'll be interesting with them. And then women's basketball, a little tough two-game stretch for Jeff Mitty's team without Aoki Lee, as now they're going to be taking on. So by the time you listen to this, we are going to know what happened tonight. About to watch this game right now. So we're going to know when this podcast goes up, episode, the results of the ladies against the Cyclones, right? And they got to turn around. You got to go on the road to Lawrence West for a little trip, hour-ish trip against your rival Kansas there. So not an easy stretch for this team without their best player. And I keep on saying the fact that, look, they have the pieces. They have to figure out their own riddle of how to win games without 50. Without Yoki, we have to win these games, and we'll see when this episode comes out. We'll see if they can conquer Iowa State. So this is an Iowa State podcast. But anyways, you know, with how the schedule shaked out between the men's and women's basketball teams for this little stretch of this weekend, but Yeah, so this wraps up the weekend for K-State Athletics. Kansas on the road, 2 o'clock. So, and Kansas gave K-State fits last year in Lawrence last year. So, I believe it was without Ayoko Lee, I think if my memory is correct on that, I think K-State went in there without Ayoko Lee and lost, if I'm not mistaken. So, again, that's the big picture. If you look at that big picture for this team has been so good. Obviously, their 14-game winning streak snap. Hopefully, we can start another one tonight. And, you know, they have to figure this out. They're going to have to figure out the hard way. And so, we'll see what happens there with that on that team. So, this is going to be an interesting stretch for Serena Sundell. We're going to find out a lot about this team because we already figured out half of the problem because they can't win. But, again, the talent is there with this team. They're deep in that position. If Lee were to go down, which she unfortunately did, right? So can they find the answer there? They're down low. Can they find the answer down low? So we'll have to see what happens there with that. So you know how Sunflower Showdown game goes. You just don't know. You're not on top of your game in Lawrence. You're going to get beat. So we'll see what happens on Sunday. So that is the capital weekend capper there. Case wins basketball course. Oh, by the way, they're 11th ranked. They only dropped. After finally getting in the top 10 for the first time all year long, they dropped a spot to 11th. So it'll be nice to see K-State get 2 wins, but it's going to be a tough. They're going to have to earn it, especially without 50 on the floor for this basketball team. 19-2. We'll see what record they end up with at when this weekend wraps up on Sunday, 2 o'clock, Kansas State. 11th ranked in the country, taking on Kansas there in Lawrence, Kansas, to wrap up the K-State Athletics weekend schedule there. As for the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where our podcast is found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content, folks. Huge weekend for basketball, obviously, with some big-time matchups as we are getting into the second half of the conference play as well. And go ahead and make sure you hit that like, subscribe button. Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. If you don't have this episode, or say this K-State podcast in your library, part of your K-State library, you better get on that right now. Hit that alarm bell every time we post an episode. You'll be one of a few or a lot to be notified of that as well. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another weekend episode preview edition of the Purple Project Podcast. We'll talk to y'all throughout the weekend. Go Cats.